Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text 40. Tava etyatmabur atma manena trutyanehasa puravan abda kridanta dadrashe sakala Harim Tavad Etyatma Bur Atma Manena Trutya Nehasa Puruvad Abdam Kridantam Dadrashe Sakalam Harim Tavad etyatma bur atma Manena trutya nehasa Puruvad abdam kridanta Dadrushe sakalam harim Tavad etyatma bur atma Manena trutya nehasa Puravad abdam kridanta Dadrushe sakalam harim Say Sakalam Harim Tavadetyatma Buratma Manina Trutya Yasa Amakridantam Vishayat Balam Harim Vaishnavis. Tavadetyatmaburatma Manena trutyanehasa Puruvadatma kridantam Dadrushe sakalam harim Tavat for so long Etya after returning Atmabhu, Lord Brahma. Atmamanena, by his, Brahma's, own measurement. Truti anehasa, by a moment's time. Puravat, just as previously. Aabda, for 1 year, by human measurement of time. Kridanta, playing. Dadrashe, he saw. Sakala, along with his expansions. Harim, Lord Hari, Sri Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. When Lord Brahma returned after a moment of time had passed, according to His own measurement, He saw that although by human measurement a complete year had passed, Lord Krishna, after all that time, was engaged just as before in playing with the boys and calves who were his expansions. Purport. Lord Brahma had gone away for only a moment of his time, but when he returned, a year of human time had passed. On different planets, the calculation of time is different. To give an example, a man-made satellite may orbit the Earth in an hour and 25 minutes and thus complete one full day, although a day ordinarily takes 24 hours for those living on Earth. Therefore, what was but a moment for Brahma was 1 year on earth. Krishna continued to expand himself in so many forms for 1 year, but by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, no one could understand this but Balaram. After one moment of Brahma's calculation, Brahma came back to see the fun caused by his stealing the boys and calves. But he was also afraid that he was playing with fire. Krishna was his master, and he had played mischief for fun by taking away Krishna's calves and boys. He was really anxious, so he did not stay away very long. He came back after a moment of his calculation. When Brahma returned, he saw that all the boys and calves and cows were playing with Krishna in the same way as when he had come upon them. By Krishna's display of Yoga Maya, the same pastimes were going on without any change. On the day when Lord Brahma had first come, Baladev could not go with Krishna and the cowherd boys, for it was his birthday, and his mother kept him back for the proper ceremonial bath called Shantika Snana. Therefore, Lord Baladev was not taken by Brahma at that time. Now, 1 year later, Brahma returned, and because he returned on exactly the same day, Baladev was again kept at home for his birthday. Therefore, although this verse mentions that Brahma saw Krishna and all the cowherd boys, Baladev is not mentioned. It was 5 or 6 days earlier that Baladev had inquired from Krishna about the extraordinary affection of the cows and cowherd boys. But now, when Brahma returned, Brahma saw all the calves and cowherd boys playing with Krishna as expansions of Krishna. but he did not see Baladev. As in the previous year, Lord Baladev did not go to the woods on the day Lord Brahma appeared there. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in the verse, in the purport, we're hearing some things about time. So time is an energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now in the Bhagavad Gita, we see that Lord Krishna displayed his amazing universal form to Arjuna. And actually we have an exhibit of this in the museum, you know, right over there. It's a very astonishing exhibit. So after Arjuna sees the universal form, he inquires of the Lord, "Who are you?" And Krishna says, "Kalosmi lokachaya krit. Time I am, destroyer of the worlds." So Krishna himself is the time factor. And he says with it, he's destroying everything. So actually in science, it's a great mystery that time has a direction. It's called the arrow of time. We always see that time is flowing in one direction. And according to the laws of physics, Sataputta Prabhu pointed this out, the laws of physics are time symmetric. It wouldn't make any difference whether time was going forward or backward. The laws of physics and chemistry work out the same. And a famous example is given, you know, by scientists discussing this question, you know, that normally, you know, you put an ice cube into a glass of water, might be 70 degrees or something, and normally what you see is that the heat in the water transfers itself to the ice melts, and you wind up with a glass of water at a slightly lower temperature than the water originally was. But according to the laws of physics, it's just as much possible that you could have a glass of water and part of the water would start to become colder, the other part would begin to become warmer, and you'd get an ice cube forming spontaneously in the glass of water. You know, according to the laws of physics, it works either way. But what we observe is that you never observe that, you know, if the room temperature is 70 degrees, the water temperature is 70 degrees, you never observe an ice cube forming in such a glass of water. But always, if you put an ice cube in the glass of water at that temperature, the ice cube will melt. And they have no explanation, really, for why it's that way, why things appear to always go in that one direction. But that's because they have no concept of God. So Krishna, he says, "Time I am, destroyer of the worlds. I am Mrityu Sarva Haras Chaham. I am devouring everything. So Krishna, being God, establishes that feature of time, that it is going past to present to future, and that in the course of time, material things are disintegrating, being destroyed. Time I am, destroyer of the worlds. So Krishna is that time factor, that eternal destructive time factor that rules the material world. So time goes in vast cycles, and we're learning, you know, different elements of time in this verse. Actually, in the translation, Srila Prabhupada says, when Lord Brahma returned after a moment of his time had passed. So in the verse, moment is given as Shruti, and that has a specific duration. In the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, third canto of the Bhagavatam, there's a chapter called Calculation of Time According to the Atom. So in the Vedic system of time, it goes from vast periods like kalpas and manvantars all the way down to the time that's measured by the combination of atoms. You know, in our modern world, we have atomic clocks that tell time on the basis of the movement of atoms. Well, this was known in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in that chapter, the calculation of time according to the movement of the atoms. And, you know, it takes some time for two atoms to combine together. And then if you combine three of those pairs of atoms together, that's called a hexatom in the Bhagavatam. And then you combine three of those together, you get a trasarenu. And the time it takes to make that trasarenu is a truti. And in his purports, Srila Prabhupada explains how long a truti is. It says, if you divide a second into 1,687.5 parts, a truti is one of those parts. In other words, 1,687th of a second. So that's there. So Brahma was gone for a truti, just a second of his time. And in the verse it said it's equivalent to a year of human time. So one truti, 1/1000th of a fraction of a second of Brahma's time, is equivalent to a year of our time. There's another example of a comparison between the time of Brahma and our earth time. It has to do with the story of King Kukudmi and his daughter Revati. King Kukudmi was a king on this earth planet. And he was searching for a husband for his daughter Revati, and he decided, who would know better than Lord Brahma who would be the best husband for my daughter. So Kakudmi and Revati, they had the ability to journey to Brahmaloka. It said when they arrived there, they learned that Brahma was attending a music concert, so they had to wait a little while to see him. When they finally saw him, he asked the king, "What do you want?" And the king explained his mission. He was wondering who would be the best husband for his daughter, and he began to name different kings and princes who were living at the earth at the time he had left it. But Brahma smiled and said, "You know, in the time you've been up here on Brahmaloka, 27 Chaturyugas have passed on earth." So a Chaturyuga is a cycle of four ages, four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. Altogether, it's 4,320,000 years. So you take 27 of those, it's about 116 million earth years. And once Sataputra Prabhu did a calculation, you know, taking the truti as 1/6087th of a second and multiplying it by 116 million earth years, he calculated that King Kakudmi and Revati would have been on Brahmaloka for about an hour roughly, which makes sense in terms of there being a concert, they're having to wait a little bit, have the conversation with Brahma. But this difference between Brahma's time and Earth human time can also be experienced psychologically. Like when Krishna would go to the forest, the gopis would feel separation from him. And they said, in a little later on in the 10th canto, they say, "Truti yugayatam tvam apashyatam." Not seeing you, a truti, you know, 1/16,000th of a second seems like a yuga, a whole yuga, millions of years. So they feel like that, that even a moment separation from Krishna feels like millions and millions of years. And Lord Chaitanya, being in the mood of the gopis, he also prayed like that. Yugayatam nimishena chakshusha pravashayatam shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahena me. He's saying, when I'm feeling this separation from you, my dear Lord Govinda, Krishna, a nimesha feels like a yuga, millions of years. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada translates it as a great millennium. Sometimes he says 12 years. In the verse, as it's spoken by Lord Chaitanya in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he translates it as a great millennium, in other words, a yuga. A nimesha is another unit of time. It's about 1/15th of a second. In other words, about half a second. Much longer than a truti. So, yugayatam nimishena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahena me. Lord Chaitanya prayed like the gopis did when they were feeling separation from Krishna. Sort of these vast periods of time, there's the day of Brahma, the Kalpa. It lasts for 4,320,000,000 years. And it's followed by a night of Brahma, which also lasts 4,320,000,000 years. So a complete day of Brahma lasts 8,640,000,000 years. And a month of Brahma is 30 of those days, complete days. And a year is 12 times that. And he lives for 100 of those years, which turns out to be 311,040,000,000 years. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's directly stated in the third canto, that period of time, 311,040,000,000 years, is like a nimesha for the Mahavishnu. It's like a half a second. So there are unusual transformations of time and space, you know, that are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But this time factor is an energy of Krishna. And in the material world, it's a destructive factor. Now, I was reading one purport where Srila Prabhupada said, in the spiritual world, there's also a kind of time, but it's not destructive. It's there to facilitate Krishna's nitya lila, his eternal pastimes. So this destructive force of time operates only in the material world. And it's sometimes called the Kala Sarpa, the serpent of time. It's like a poisonous serpent. If this serpent bites you, then you're sure to die. And everyone in the material world has been bitten by this Kala Sarpa, this serpent of time. Everything material will eventually be destroyed. Janma mrityu jaravyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. An intelligent person will see this action of time forcing a person to go through the experiences of birth, death, old age, and disease again and again and again. So we feel uncomfortable when confronted with Krishna's powerful time factor. And why is that? Bhayam dvitiyam abhivinishatasyat ishade petasya viparyayo smritihi. The reason that we feel this fear is because we've become subjected to duality in the sense of thinking that there's something apart from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that we're something other than Krishna's eternal servants. Amaivamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, the soul is eternally part of me. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yogadidati kamat. There are innumerable conscious selves that are eternal, but among them one is supreme and is maintaining the others. That's our natural position, to understand that. Jivaras Rupahoi Krishnera Nityadas. We're constitutionally the eternal servants of Krishna. That is what we're meant to understand and act upon in our lives. But if we identify in another way, if we identify with the material body and judge our happiness only in terms of material sense gratification, separate from Krishna, then we find ourselves frustrated and anxiety, fearful. We feel uncomfortable. But that's actually a sign that deep down inside, we know that we're not just the material body made of material elements. According to the material scientists, that's what we are, just machines made of molecules. But if that were really the fact, we wouldn't feel uncomfortable. I mean, Srila Prabhupada explains, you know, like if you have a bucket of water and you throw it on the ground, you don't feel anything. It's just chemicals, molecules of water. You know, you don't feel, oh, now there's no water in the bucket anymore and start lamenting. No, it's just natural. So if we were really just machines made of molecules, we wouldn't feel uncomfortable and fearful. But because we have some sense that we're more than this body, then we feel like that. So, but to get out of that fearful situation, we have to take shelter of Krishna. And we shouldn't waste any time. This human form of life is very valuable because in it we can appreciate the kinds of things that are being presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam that were meant to be part of Krishna's eternal spiritual pastimes. We have the opportunity to do it, so we shouldn't waste any time. I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Archita?
Thank you for a very, very engaging class, Prabhu. There's an obvious question here that the presentation of the difference of time, Brahma's time compared to ours, is inconsistent. And I'll say to explain why. At the end of this pastime, Lord Brahma comes back and he offers prayers to Krishna. Now, those prayers must take more than just a truti. But it seems that it happens in, like, you know, one day, and Krishna and the cowherd boys go back to the village. So on the one hand, he goes away for a truti of his time, which is a year on this planet. But then he comes back and he offers this long series of prayers, which must have taken quite a long time. And still, it all seems to be in the same day, and, you know, it didn't happen like over millions of our years or over even a year of our year. It seemed to happen in just one day, and Krishna goes back to the village, and that's it. So how do you explain that inconsistency?
I don't know if I see it. Where is he giving the prayers?
He comes back, he bows down to Krishna, he speaks all these prayers. That must have taken more than a truti. He prays to Krishna. He gives him verse after verse after verse, explaining that he understands his position, etc. That must have taken more than a truti.
That's on our... He's doing that.
So that's what I'm trying to bring out. So sometimes he's acting on his time level, and sometimes he's acting on our time level. Yeah, but it's not specifically stated, though, that he's speaking on our level. That's why I'm asking Jutta Karma to clarify. Is he speaking on our level of time when he's giving those prayers? Because when we pray, if we read Lord Brahma's prayers that are coming up, it takes us, you know, quite some time to get through them, just if you just read them at a normal pace. So he comes, he bows down to Krishna, and he's speaking these prayers verse after verse after verse. Is he speaking on our time level, or is he on his time level? Because if he's speaking on his time level, it's...
I'll tell you how I look at these things. I'm an inconsequential jiva. And my knowledge about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes is limited to what I hear from Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. My guru is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He says something in this purport. So therefore, I have some faith in that whatever it is, he's explained it in terms of what's here. Now, if in those other verses that you're mentioning, he or another bona fide acharya happened to explain that point, then, you know, I could offer something conclusive on it. Everything that I've said, I can give you a reference for, either in terms of a Shastric statement or a statement by Srila Prabhupada. And I can't go beyond that. Although it's interesting to speculate about these things, and it's not wrong to ask a question, but it would be wrong for me to give an answer that I couldn't back up by Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, maybe somebody else.
Well, you're the speaker. You recognize who you want next because so many hands are going up.
Okay. Satyanarayan Prabhu.
My humble speculation is that
let's speculate.
Krishna perhaps wanted to hear the prayers. He can adjust time.
He often does.
Yeah, at his wish and his whim. So that's the time is not locked in to something. If Krishna's involved, he could have adjusted that. Hare Krishna.
Isn't it stated that the rasa dance lasted, in one sense, a night, but it also a night of Brahma? That's a statement that's there. That okay, Paravidya.
When you asked that question, it reminded me of an old record player. And you have these albums, 33 and 78 and 45. And if you play them on the wrong speed, it goes or very slow. So I was thinking like that as soon as he leaves the earth. Then he goes in a, you know, that the time is slower. Just speculation, but...
Yes. Okay, Bhrigupati.
So, Prabhupada gave that example in his purport about if you go around the earth, you know, it takes approximately an hour and a half, which is 6% of a day. So, if these astronauts were perpetually, continually orbiting the earth, would they experience only 6% of their normal life? Or, in other words, is that meant to be taken literally physically or literally psychologically?
It seems psychologically, but Sataputta Prabhu once pointed out something about, you know, the theory of relativity, that if an astronaut left the Earth and was traveling close to the speed of light, then when he had a twin brother on Earth, you know, who wasn't going off, that according to the theory of relativity, the less time would have passed for the astronaut who was traveling near the speed of light than was endured by his twin brother on the Earth. But you know, that's another whole topic. That's not a Shastric thing.
Second part of the question you just mentioned about the gopis and when they were engaged in the Rasa dance with Krishna. It's stated in the Krishna book that it lasted for a night of Brahma, 4.3 billion years. So that was psychological? In other words, it seemed as if they were dancing with him for 4.3 billion years, or did 4.3 billion years actually transpire? If 4.3 billion years transpired...
I'd have to look at the statement to tell you. But just like psychologically, it may seem like this class is lasting too long. Yugayatam Namishena Haribo.